This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, November 13th. God's word for you today is Biblical Attitudes, Part 5. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And it says, do everything you can to present yourself to God as a man who is fully genuine, a worker unashamed of your mission, a guide capable of leading others along the correct path defined by the word of truth. If you want your work or business to be blessed by God, you must exceed what is expected of you. Colossians chapter 3 verse 22 says, servants, do what you're told by your earthly masters, and don't just do the minimum that will get you by, do your best. You must read the scripture and think, but I am not a servant, I am an entrepreneur, and I own my own business. Guess what? You are a servant, you are serving your customers. So you need to see yourself as a servant and do your best in serving people, just as God says in His Word. Do your best in serving your boss and do your best to exceed his expectations. When I was in paid employment, I made it my obsession to solve my boss's problem. I made sure that I knew more than my boss, even though he was very knowledgeable and intelligent. I would wake up at night to read and develop myself so that if he needs help, at least in my area, the only person on his mind is me. Make that your obsession, to always go after and above and to do better than is expected of you. As a church, by the grace of God, that is ingrained in our culture. When we work as Christians, people should describe our work as excellent. We should not work as Christians and people will say, this is a little mediocre. No, that does not speak well of our God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 41 says, and whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. God wants you to go over and above. I heard that this is called the second mile service principle, and it is you going the extra mile in serving people. Like the scriptures say, if they ask for 1 mile, you go the extra mile. Such a business will never lack customers. Such an employee will never lack promotions. Such a person will never lack relevance in the scheme of things. If you want your work to be blessed by God, the sixth thing is you must expand your skills with continual learning. You must develop your skills with new and continual learning. The truth is, the moment you stop learning, you stop growing. And the moment you stop growing, your business stops growing. The moment you stop growing, your career stops growing. You must expand your skill. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10 says, if the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. I really love the scripture. So, if the axe is dull, sharpen the edge. Otherwise, you need a lot of sweating and energy to get things done. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to expand my skills and exceed what is expected of me in serving, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.